Chapter 47. Watching the Flow Writhe. Avienda struggled on the slopes of the valley of Thakandar, trying to avoid the shield of spirit Grendel was attempting to slip into place, a weave like lace defying her attempts to reach for the one power. Her feet ruined, she could not stand. She lay in pain, barely able to move. She fought it off, but barely. The Forsaken leaned against the rocks of the ledge, as she had been doing for a short time, muttering to herself. Her side bled bright red blood. Below them in the valley the battle raged. A silvery white mist was rolling across the dead and some of the living. Avienda tried to crawl toward her gateway. That lay open still, and through it she could see the valley floor. Something must have drawn Cadswain and the others away. Either that or Avienda had made the gateway to the wrong place. The glow of Sidar surrounded Grendel again. More weaves. Avienda broke them, but they delayed her progress toward the gateway. Grendel groaned, then pulled herself upright. She staggered in Avienda's direction, though the woman looked dazed by her blood loss. Avienda could do little to defend herself, weak as she was from blood loss. She was helpless. Except the weave for her gateway, the one she had tied off, it still hung there, holding the portal open, ribbons of lace. Carefully, hesitant but desperate, Avienda reached out mentally and pulled one of the threads loose in the gateway. She could do it. The flow shivered and vanished. It was something the Aiel did, but something Aes Sedai thought terribly dangerous. The results could be unpredictable. An explosion, a small shower of sparks. Avienda could end up stilled. Or maybe nothing at all would happen. When Elaine had tried it, it had caused a devastating explosion. That would be fine with her. If she brought down one of the Forsaken alongside her, that would be a wonderful death. She had to try. Grendel stopped near Avienda and grumbled to herself, eyes closed. Then the woman opened her eyes and began crafting another weave. Compulsion. Avienda picked faster, pulling 2, 3, half a dozen threads free of the gateway. Almost, almost.
What are you doing? Grendel demanded.
Avienda picked faster, and in her haste picked at the wrong thread. She froze, watching the flow writhe, setting off the others near it. Grendel hissed and began to set the compulsion on Avienda. The gateway exploded in a flash of light and heat.
Shysom sees the battlefield, his mist shoving through those wolves and men who thought to bar his way to Althor. Yes, Althor. The one he would kill, destroy, feast upon. Yes, Althor. Something trembled at one edge of his senses. Shysom hesitated, frowning to himself. What was wrong there? A piece of him had stopped sensing. What was this? He ran his physical form across the ground through the mist. Blood trailed from his fingers, flayed by the dagger he carried, the wonderful seed, the last bit of his old self. He came upon a corpse, one that his mists had killed. Shysom frowned, bending down. That body looked familiar. The corpse's hand reached up and grabbed Shysom by the throat. He gasped, thrashing, as the corpse opened its eye. "There's an odd thing about diseases, I once heard, Fane," Matrim Cawthon whispered. "Once you catch a disease and survive, you can't get it again." Shysom thrashed, panicked. No, no, this was not how a meeting with an old friend should go. He clawed at the hand holding him, then realized with horror that he'd dropped the dagger. Cawthon pulled him down, slamming him to the ground. Shysom called for his drones. Too late, too slow. "I've come to give you your gift back," Mordith, Gothan whispered, I consider our debt paid in full. Gothan rammed the dagger right between the ribs into Shysum's heart. Tied to this pitiful mortal form, Mordith screamed. Padan Fain howled and felt his flesh melting from his bones. The mists trembled, began to swirl and shake. Together, they died. Perrin shifted to the wolf dream and found Gaul by tracing the scent of blood. He had hated to leave Matt with Mashadar, but was confident, from a look Matt had given him after falling, that his friend could survive the mist and knew what he was doing. Gaul had hidden himself well, pushed up into a split in the rock just outside the Pit of Doom. Gaul still carried one spear and had darkened his clothing to match the rocks around him. He was nodding off when Perrin found him. Gaul was not only wounded, but had been in the wolf dream far too long. If Perrin felt an aching exhaustion, it must be worse for Gaul. Come, Gaul, Perrin said, helping him out of the rocks. Gaul looked dazed. Nobody passed me by, he mumbled. I watched, Perrin Ibarra. The Karakarn is safe. You did well, my friend, Perrin replied. Better than anyone could have expected. You have much honor. Gaul smiled as he leaned on Perrin's shoulder. I worried. When the wolves vanished, I worried. They fight on in the waking world. Perrin felt a need to return here. Finding Gaul had been part of that, but there was something else. A drive he couldn't explain. Hold on, Perrin said, grabbing Gaul about the waist. He shifted them to the field of Marilor, then shifted them out of the wolf dream and appeared in the center of the Two Rivers camp. People immediately locked on Perrin, yells rising.
Light, Perrin,
a man said nearby. Grady rushed up, deep bags beneath his eyes.
I nearly burned you to char, Lord Golden Eyes. How did you appear like that?
Perrin shook his head, setting Gaul down. Grady eyed the wound in the man's side, then called for one of the Aes Sedai to handle the healing. They bustled around, some of the Two Rivers men calling out that Lord Goldeneyes had returned. Fael. Fael had been here at Marilor with the horn.
I have to find her.
Rand was alone, unguarded in the wolf dream.
Burn it. That doesn't matter, Perrin thought. If I lose Fael...
If Rand died, he would lose Fael. And everything else. They were still Forsaken out there. Perrin wavered. He had to go look for her, didn't he? Wasn't that his duty as her husband? Couldn't someone else look after Rand? But if not him, then who? Though it ripped him apart, Perrin sought the wolf dream one last time. Moradin scooped Kalendor up off the floor. It burst alight with the one power. Rand stumbled away, holding his aching hand to his chest. Moradin laughed, raising the weapon high.
You are mine, Luz Theron. You are finally mine. I...
He trailed off, then looked up at the sword, perhaps in awe.
It can amplify the true power. A true power, Sahngreal? How? Why?
He laughed louder. A maelstrom churned above them.
Channeling the true power is death here, Aelon, Rand yelled. It will burn you to a cinder. It is oblivion, Moradin yelled. I will know that release, Luz Theron. I will take you with me.
The sword's glow turned a violent crimson. Rand could feel the power emanating from Moradin as he drew in the true power. This was the most dangerous part of the plan. Min had figured it out. Kalendor had such flaws, such incredible flaws. Created so that a man using it needed women to control him. Created so that if Rand used it, others could take control of him. Why was Rand to need a weapon with such flaws?
Why did the prophecies mention it so? A Saangreal for the true power. Why would he ever need such a thing? The answer was so simple.
Now!
Rand yelled. Nynaeve and Moiraine channeled together, exploiting the flaw in Kalendor as Moradin tried to bring it to bear against Rand. Wind whipped in the tunnel. The ground quivered, and Moradin yelled, eyes going wide. They took control of him. Kalendor was flawed. Any man using it could be forced to link with women to be placed in their control. A trap. And one he used on Moradin.
Link!
Rand commanded. They fed it to him. Power. Sayadar from the women, the true power from Moradin, Sayadin from Rand. Moradin's channeling the true power here threatened to destroy them all, but they buffered it with Sayadin and Sayadar, then directed all three at the Dark One. Rand punched through the darkness there and created a conduit of light and darkness, turning the Dark One's own essence upon him. Rand felt the Dark One beyond, his immensity. Space, size, time. Rand understood how these things could be irrelevant now. With a bellow, three powers coursing through him, blood streaming down his side, the dragon reborn raised a hand of power and seized the Dark One through the boar like a man reaching through water to grab the prize at the river's bottom. The Dark One tried to pull back, but Rand's claw was gloved by the true power. The enemy could not taint Sayadin again. The Dark One tried to withdraw the true power from Moradin, but the conduit flowed too freely, too powerfully to shut off now. Even for Shaitan himself. So it was that Rand used the Dark One's own essence, channeled in its full strength. He held the Dark One tightly, like a dove in the grip of a hawk. And light exploded from him.